M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A powerful storm system that devastated parts of Oklahoma has moved on to Texas. A tornado was spotted in Tyler last night, and torrential rain flooded the streets of Austin. Brandon Brammer climbed out of his car window to safety.
I floated with it for a little bit because I didn't know what to do.
There were at least 8 high water rescues. Power is out to more than 31,000 customers in Texas. More than 11,000 are still without in Oklahoma. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is looking at a home torn to shreds in hard-hit coal.
The roof is gone. The windows and walls are blown out, and there's debris spread all over the place. 2 people were killed here in McLean County, and residents now are just trying to pick up their homes and what's left of their lives.
Midnight tonight is the new deadline for the Supreme Court's decision on a pill that ends pregnancies. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The court will decide whether women's access to a widely used abortion pill will stay unchanged until a legal challenge to the Food and Drug Administration approval of that drug is resolved. Justices are weighing arguments that allowing restrictions contained in lower court rulings to take effect would severely disrupt the availability of the drug mifepristone.
A new development in Republicans' investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop and who may have hacked its contents. Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
More than 50 former intelligence officials released a statement that the laptop had all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. According to a letter released Thursday night from the Republican chairman of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees, former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell told congressional investigators the days after the laptop story, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, then a Biden campaign advisor, reached out to Morell and set in motion the events that led to the intelligence official's public statement.
Morell, a former CBS News contributor, has declined to comment. 5 people in Antioch, California, are suing the city's police department, claiming a pattern of abuse after officers were caught in a scandal involving racist and homophobic text messages. CBS's Elise Preston.
There were multiple texts referring to black people as gorillas and monkeys. One officer even appeared to admit, since we don't have video, I sometimes just say people gave me a full confession when they didn't.
Tomorrow is Earth Day, and Virginia Tech professor Jadrian Wooten is warning you to watch out for greenwashing. Companies that claim their products and services are more environmentally friendly than they really are.
We make those purchases with the intention of helping. Right? We don't have the time or the energy to check each individual company to see if they're following through with that.
Dow futures up 47. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a new record low for unemployment in Wisconsin. The state's jobless rate fell to 2.5% last month. That's down from 2.7% in February. The Department of Workforce Development says only 76,000 people in Wisconsin are officially unemployed. The national jobless rate in March was 3.5%. Only 7 other states spend less for each student than Wisconsin spends on its state universities. That's according to a new report by the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. On the other hand, Wisconsin is in the top 5 when it comes to funding 2-year colleges. Lawmakers working on the state budget will decide in a few weeks how much money to spend on Wisconsin's higher education systems. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a 6-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy in the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372 or visit IWL8.org.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for your as usual, fine broadcasting here. I'm calling in the affirmative of President Biden's run for another term. Regarding the focus on his age, I think we've all heard that, you know, the idea that 80 is the new 60. Just yesterday I heard Gerd Leonhard, a German futurist on Sustainability Now Global, who said that 30-year-olds today can look to live in 125 years due to improved health, et cetera. I believe that President Biden's decades-long experience and wisdom does today and will support him in his responsibilities as president. And then there's Jill Biden. You know, she's obviously supportive of his run in 24, and she's certainly a woman of good judgment.
So, Mary, I would ask you, you know, I talked about the 10 youngest presidents of the United States, all under 40, And you know, we are, it's getting, you know, we're certainly older and older and older. Ronald Reagan at 69, I remember when he first became president of the United States, I was one of the people laughing, saying he was too old. And I'm not questioning whether or not Joe Biden has not done some great things. He has. It's, Mary, it's a challenging job, right? I mean, He's the most powerful man on the planet. He has to travel the world repeatedly. It is a more than a notion for even a young man. We all saw what transpired under Bill Clinton, what he looked like after 8 years with Barack Obama, with George Bush Jr. We saw the toll it took on those men. Is Joe Biden beyond that?
Well, you know, I think we're all familiar with regenerative batteries, and I have to believe that that's what he's running on.
Yeah.
And I hope this isn't an ego thing. You know, if Trump runs, I hope that that is not what would be keeping him in the running. I just called in to say that I'm in favor of his running.
I'm looking forward to having our guest on. Right, we're going to have our special guest on. You and I.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Earl. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, what do you say?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people are ultimately the government, and we must never forget that. As far as it goes with Joe Biden, honestly, I'm in your camp on that, and I think it's something that we do need to flush out because that is something that the Republicans will go after us on.
If they're going to run Donald Trump, he's right there, too.
Exactly. And the thing is, I will vote for Joe Biden if he is the candidate.
So will you.
But my point is that there is a difference in 80. I mean, you look at Bernie Sanders, he's basically the same at 40 as he is at 80. And that's and Joe Biden has shown areas where he has been slipping. And I think what we need right now is we need someone that's going to motivate and, you know, get the American people who are the government excited and, you know, want to get out and vote. And I don't see where Joe is really called or maybe has the capacity to actually call for the American people, you know, to fight for things like Medicare for All. And this whole thing with the billionaires, you know, basically taking over our country. We saw yesterday that a lot of times corporations don't work so well, especially SpaceX there with their blowing up of spaceships. Don't remember that really happening too many times in the whole time that NASA was under government control. But I'll tell you what, I would love to see the American people do something to recruit Michelle Obama as a president. I know she said that she is not interested, but I think that she would win the presidency. I think that she has the exact type of following that we would need for that.
Tom, it's strange.
Her policies are actually more progressive than Barack.
It's strange you mentioned Michelle Obama. We're going to be talking about her after this conversation. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. You say what?
Hey, well, first of all, age is one thing. You can compare two people at the same age. One person can have it and the other person can't. Joe Biden just doesn't. He's slipping like crazy. But that's not why I called. I want to talk to you about what was brought up yesterday with the FHA, making people like you and me that pay our bills on time.
I don't know anything about that other than I've heard on conservative talk radio, and Gary, it's not in the New York Times, it's not in the Washington Post. I've heard it on talk radio that they claim that the FHA is going to charge people with more who have more money. A higher fee with great credit in order to support people who financially who want to buy a house who financially can't afford it.
Fair? Does that sound fair to you?
Again, that's what I heard on conservative talk radio. I don't know that to be a fact.
But it's being enacted on May 1st. So people like you and me that go out there and pay their bills are now going to be subsidized by people who
Here's the issue. I'm not talking about that. My focus is, as we have all been talking about, except you, who've changed the subject. I'm not even concerned about it. You know, the issue is we were talking about the age of the person who is president of the United States. Yeah, you have a conversation on that.
Yes, I do. Okay, Joe Biden, as far as I'm concerned, you listen to the gaffes that he has constantly. You guys, you got to put up somebody better than that because
what are you talking about?
Popularity.
My thing is not about that part of it. To say you guys you have to put up somebody better than that. You mean Donald Trump? What about you guys?
No, I'm talking about Michelle Obama. Why not pressure her and going into it?
Because
I trust her more than I trust Joe Biden's brain.
Listen, okay.
He just doesn't have it anymore. And it's dangerous.
Oh,
it's
dangerous. And Donald Trump.
I don't blame him.
And Donald Trump does have it.
No, Donald Trump is smart. Smart as can be, but he's got a mouth on him, and I agree. He irritates the living daylights out of people.
Hey.
I wish he'd keep his mouth shut.
Donald Trump doesn't only have a mouth on him. He's clearly
he's very smart.
He's clearly a liar, and I don't see anywhere where he's really smart. You know, I've listened to him, man. I don't know how you get that Donald Trump is smart.
He stood up to the Chinese. He stood up to the Russians. When Barack Obama was president, they went into Crimea, the Ukraine, and he said, "Don't go ahead."
Let
me finish my thought.
Because you're going somewhere that has nothing to do with the conversation.
I'm saying that nobody trusts the world leaders. Don't trust
the world leaders. Don't trust Donald Trump. Okay,
they don't trust Biden for being strong.
What world leaders? What world leaders? Who are you talking about?
I don't think that Korea. I don't think that the Chinese. I don't think that Putin. I don't think any of those guys. These leaders really believe that Biden has the balls to do anything. I think he's a coward. I don't think that he's smart.
Well, listen, man. You know,
you
really do expose yourself, man, when you make statements like that. You know that you can't be. You can't. Well, that number one. That number one. When you make statements like that. That your statements are just so unfounded and just so wrought with hatred.
Do you think Putin? I don't hate Biden.
You when you make statements like you just made about President Joe Biden,
dangerous for America.
He's no more dangerous for America than what Donald Trump was for America. So you know when you make statements and say that Donald Trump was somehow a brilliant man, and then say Joe Biden is not to be trusted. And
when he was president, our economy was bad.
Didn't you just hear that we've got the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state of Wisconsin? That's under Joe Biden.
And I'm very happy about that.
But it's under Joe Biden. So the economy that you're talking about. It's still booming.
What about
as it was when Donald Trump walked into office?
Gas, what are you going to say? What about price of milk and eggs and gas and everything else? Do you know what it costs to put a furnace in nowadays compared to what it was like 3 years ago?
Well,
it's $1,000 more. $1,000.
Okay.
Rural.
All right.
It's
okay.
Terrible.
I got it. Thank you very much for the call, Karina. I'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 59. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 34 tonight. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. Highs around 44. Overcast Sunday with daytime highs approaching 45. 51 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, the great Joe Crocker. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning, Karina. How you doing? Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Well, you know, I'm with you in terms of age concern. And my concern is not that he's old and, you know, people live different amount of time and have a different mental abilities and sustain mental decisions. But what I'm worried about, actually, is that I don't really see Kamala being a president.
Neither do I.
You see what I'm saying?
Neither
do
I.
You see what I'm saying? This is what worries me the most, that if he's going for a second term and he's bringing Kamala, I really don't see her doing anything or being, the fact that neither Democrats or Republicans have a younger candidate for a presidential position, it reminds me that situation was in Soviet Union right before the Soviet Union crashed.
Brezhnev.
Power. Yes. Yes, and if you remember, after Brezhnev, we had like a three other senile men, and it shows that it's a struggle of a party, because for the longest time, they preserved themselves and not allow the younger population to step in because they were so, precious, the position.
And when Gorbachev came into power, I never will forget. I remember we in this country constantly made fun of the Russians and Brezhnev. And we had younger presidents, and so it was always, hey, they've got those old men over there. And then when Ronald Reagan was the president and Gorbachev came, it was the exact opposite. And right. Gorbachev came in as – I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the most important part is that it happened because of the struggle, because of that they wouldn't let – younger population to come and do what the good party does. It brings up the resources to the top. What's happening right now and what happened in the USSR, they were holding down all the younger population because they didn't want anybody. They got to the top. They were holding that top. But now they are all 80 years old. They have to do something. They have to do something. This is a problem for both parties because, I mean, technically, we don't really even have a candidate to say, oh, I would like this person to be a president. I think that person would do something. Doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or Democrat. There is nobody right now. I'm looking at everybody, and actually, I really appreciate the fact that somebody starts talking about Michelle. Because I think we have a chance with Michelle.
Well, number one, she doesn't want to be. And she saw 8 years of her husband, and she saw what 8 years of stress, how it aged her husband. And,
yeah.
This is not tiddlywinks. It's the most powerful person on the earth. Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break, and I want to hear the end of the great Joe Cocker. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A deadly storm system that killed at least three people in Oklahoma this week has moved on to Texas, where a tornado was spotted in Tyler and heavy rain flooded the streets of Austin. Back in Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt toured the devastation in Shawnee.
Our team's working hard to get all the local communities all the support that they need.
The Supreme Court must decide before this day is out whether a federal judge in Texas can restrict access to an abortion pill nationwide. CBS's Chanel Call.
The deadline for the Supreme Court to decide on the availability of mifepristone is tonight. The FDA's approval of the abortion drug was struck down by a lower court earlier this month.
Five people are suing the Antioch, California Police Department, including Sherelle Cobb's son, over racist, homophobic texts from officers.
It just hurts. These officers are supposed to be protecting and serving, and they out here hurting and killing people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports, we do a daily music break and a history lesson, we have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Michelle Obama. This was yesterday on the Gayle King Show. We've been married for 30 years. Talking about her and former President Barack Obama. And 20 of them were great. Huh? What? Who? What is that? Hey, man. You know, everybody said they've got the greatest marriage in the world. Nobody ever saw what was going on in their marriage. But they, you know, it's the greatest marriage ever. Well, why? Well, look at how they look together. The fact that the former first lady said we've been married for 30 years and 20 of them were great. Michelle Obama says the world tends to glamorize marriage. Do you hear that, Calvin? While the reality is that matrimony is hard. Do you hear that, Calvin? We've been married for 30 years, Obama said, of former President Obama during the Thursday interview with Gayle King on CBS Morning News. If I fell out with him for 10 years, one-third of their marriage, they've had difficult times. And we had a great 20 years. I'd take those odds anytime. The former first lady said in response to a question from King about remarks she made last year that for a decade during their relationship, get this, she couldn't stand the former president of the United States. Hear, hear. That's the person I want for president. Somebody who will stand up and be truthful about things. We glamorize marriage. Obama, 59, said, in this day and age, marriage is more than about the dress and the dresses and the proposal and the honeymoon and all the stuff around it. And young people aren't ready for the real marriage, she told King. A lot of young people quit marriage over things that are just a part of the commitment, added the light. We carry author promoting a book and a forthcoming Netflix special she filmed with Oprah Winfrey. I share these things because marriage is hard, Obama said. It's incumbent upon us, people who have had successful marriages, to be really honest about the fact that making a commitment to be with someone means you compromise, and compromise ain't always fun, she said. And don't add kids into the mix because they really mess up your life. The mom of two quipped. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. She said a mouthful. In that short period of time, and those several paragraphs that I just read, what she said was monumental. You know, you hear people say, oh, they've got the greatest marriage in the world. They don't know anything about people's marriages. They don't know what goes on behind the scenes with two people who have been raised differently in different households, some different beliefs, trying to blend their lives together to make it one with all the different things that have happened in your lives before you meet one another. Not easy. And yet, one in two marriages in this country end in divorce, which shows you that it is not easy. People getting married all the time. You hear me, Calvin? $50,000, $100,000 for the wedding. Oh, everything's got to be perfect. And all these people gather and they come together and till death do you part. Yeah, I'll accept that. Yeah, okay. Till death do us part. And one and two end in divorce. There are people planning right now to spend $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, $200,000 on a wedding. You know, it's coming up. It's that time of year, summer weddings. Weddings aren't easy. Marriage is not easy. As someone who's, you know, been around it for 40 years or more, it's sacrificing. How much are you willing to sacrifice? You know, and then as she said, you add children to the mix. It's not for the faint of heart. It really is not. You have to be committed. You know, and if there's anybody who knows, it's Methuselah himself, Al, who's calling back. Methuselah, talk about marriage. Methuselah, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, you there?
I'm waiting on you to finish.
Am I on point with any of this stuff I'm talking about, man?
Well, what Michelle said was absolute truth. And I'm coming up on 47 with my second wife. But the point is, people don't understand that marriage is a partnership. Marriage is a commitment. And the problem we have with it is there's no pre-training.
Right.
Because, you know, most of the young people today grew up in single-parent homes, and they've never witnessed a successful marriage.
So
therefore, how are you going to duplicate something you've never seen?
So you use the term successful. And
right.
and so here's where, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789L. Here's where people get lost in that. What do you deem to be successful? It's different for different people.
Right. Longevity is part of it, but the other part of it is two people living together in partnership and understanding how to compromise on different issues, but creating a plan that both are committed to following, even in disagreement. The biggest part of it is the partnership, because in partnership, just like in business, you have to come to agreement on the plan that you laid out and who's going to be the final decision maker, because that person is the one who is considered the leader. But that changes at times through a marriage. Leadership is about who is present at the time when a decision has to be made, and is that decision going to be for the benefit of all involved?
So, Calvin, are you writing this stuff down?
Yeah, I got my
our phone lines are open at 844-96. So Calvin is only 27. So you know,
I teach healthy relationships. I teach fatherhood and parenting, and I teach healthy marriage. And the deal is money management. I teach that. The point is, all of these things have to come together, and people have to be on the same page most of the time in order to make things work.
You know, Al, so if I'm
technically it's a business.
If I'm a young person listening to you and me, and we're talking about getting married, and I'm listening to a couple of old goats like you and I, I'm like, what are they talking about? I'm in love with him.
Define love.
Well, you and I clearly when you've
define
been around
love.
Well, I mean, again, young people, that's not, you know, that's the furthest thing from your mind. That the things you're talking
you,
about,
I'm
partnership,
saying, what is love? Love
accepting people basically where they are, not looking at yourself as being superior to anybody, knowing that you and I, that we all have warts, and that I'm not right all the time. And yes, we can. I need to correct my behavior. You know,
Earl, I had a class once, and this is true, of 9 men, and I gave them that word, and I gave them the Quran, the Bible, King James Version, and Zen Buddhism book, and they split into threes. And I asked them to define love. And I came up with 9 different answers for the same word.
Right.
So, hello. There's no such thing as love is not definable, and at least not universally. And it's just a feeling that you have about a person that you want to be with, you care about. But see, when I was in Vietnam, I was in love with all of them men who had the same uniform I had on, because
right.
I knew that when
your
I
life.
Got shot,
yeah.
If anybody was going to step up and help me, they would. And I was in the same boat with them.
Right.
The point is, we can't define that word. As like I said, marriage is about partnership.
So, Al, let me tell you what's amazing. The phone line is full of men.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, okay. Phone line is full
go
of
ahead.
Men.
You there's not talk to them.
No,
talk
no.
To them.
My point, Al, is there's not one woman who has called thus far. And we know that their perspective is going to be different than all these men who are on the line, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, I think it will
parenting
be.
Classes. I've had parenting classes with women and men, and the women were more in line with what I'm saying.
No,
than
I'm,
the men.
I'm saying their perspective on it is going to be different than the men. You know.
And let me say this, and then I'm going to shut up. When I was in high school, we had a class. It was an experimental class called Family Living. I'm talking about back in the 1950s, and it was a class talking about how people live together and share responsibilities of living under the same roof. That was a class to a prerequisite to marriage. I've never seen that since.
Hey, Al, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Thanks for the wisdom. We'll be right back.
Settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality. Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think.
Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 59. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Lows dip down to about 34. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. Highs around 44. Overcast Sunday with a high of 45. 51 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number if you're just joining us. I was talking about Michelle Obama yesterday on the Gayle King Show. No, I wasn't watching Gayle King. Michelle Obama said about her husband, "We've been married for 30 years and 20 of them were great." And she then went on to say, you know, what the important things really were. So Kevin, I keep telling you, you need to be writing this stuff down because these old guys who've been around a while are giving some information. Bill from O'Connor, hey, Bill, what's going on?
Well, I want to join the old gold club because I think I qualify. I just looked at my driver's license. I think I'm in your club, I hope. At least I hope. But as an old goat that's been married 52 years, I can tell you this. The only reason I've been married 52 years is my wife puts up with me.
Yes,
period.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And also a good close friend of mine, Christian Mann, who had a wonderful marriage, still does. I said, "Mike, you have the best marriage of anybody I have ever seen. Help me out." And he says, "Real simple. Put yourself second.
Yes.
And you'll have a successful marriage." And then another thing on raising kids, and I believe this 100%, even if they're not your paternal kids, even if they're just some kids you want to help out, you instill in that child he can be the best he can be. The best. He can be president. He can be an NBA player. He can be an academic, whatever. If he believes in God, it will happen. That's
hey,
a fact.
Hey, Bill, man, when you said put yourself second, man, many people can't do it. Okay? And so because they can't do that, it's why there's so many divorces. It can't be I'm not happy. Here's the deal. It's not your mate's responsibility to make you happy. Is it safe to say that, Bill?
No, I hope my wife's not listening.
No.
We were
individuals before we got married, and there were things that made you happy before you got married. And my wife's listening too. So I'll take the beating when I get home, but it's not your mate's responsibility to make you happy. You have to find your happiness in your own life. Am I right with that, Bill?
Well, not only that, but you can find your happiness in the stuff that your wife is doing
right
for you. that sometimes me, the old goat, can't even figure it out.
Yes.
I'm not ignorant. Oh, you made a beautiful dinner. Oh, thanks for picking this up. Oh, you raised our kids to be great kids, and she did. And now you're raising our grandkids to be great grandkids or great people, and she is. You take yourself, your wife, sometimes,
for
and
granted.
I did for a long,
for granted.
Long time.
For granted.
And I'm still looking for granted. I'm still learning. Because if it's about me and it's what I want, okay, I can get what I want. But where would I be without her if I had what I want?
You know,
I'd be nothing.
You know, Bill, man, I love your perspective on things and your view on things. And you are 100% correct in what you just said. There's no question whatsoever. And you know, I'm glad that you're on the air, man, because what you just said, people need to hear. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Hey, Stephen, what's going on? Your thoughts?
So I'm not part of the old goat club. I am one of the youngsters that are married that are calling in. And because of that, I think I offer a different perspective than some of the older gentlemen, even though they're 100% correct, have offered this morning. So here are my opinions and thoughts on this specific subject. My wife and I got married 2 years ago. It was a COVID wedding. We got married in the middle of COVID. And it was a Catholic COVID wedding. So if you can imagine the interesting picture that was. And when we got married, I will be honest with you, the picture and the thought that I have of marriage, man, was that a reality check real quick? Because marriage is not all roses and cupcakes.
And how old were you when you got married? How old were you when you got married?
I was 25
okay.
when I got
all
married.
Right. Go ahead.
And marriage, the first thing I'll tell you, if you can't look in the mirror in the morning and love yourself, don't enter into a marriage.
No
question. Because you have to be able to love yourself first before you can love somebody else.
That is correct.
And marriage is a team sport. There's no I in marriage. You have to be able to work with your partner, and you have to be able to be flexible, and, you know, you have to be able to work with another person to make things work. And love to me, and this is just my, you know, specific, you know, opinion on what love is, if I had to define it, love is not when everything's great and rosy. Love is when you can't stand to look at each other, but you're still sitting next to each other, still laying in bed with that person. To me, that's what love is.
So let me say this to you, Stephen. We are going to accept you as an honorary old goat because you've got the spirit of an old goat. You got to figure it out, man. You really are. I mean, you got to figure it out at such a young age, well, man.
I appreciate that. It took a lot of my wife sitting me down and saying, hey, listen here, man. This is how it works. And I figured out real quick that I'm exactly that. I'm a man.
You figured it out. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Exactly.
All right.
and I will tell you this, Earl. Marriage was hard for me. I grew up in a family where my mom was divorced, and I watched my mom get abused my whole life. So my version of marriage was very skewed.
Hey Stephen, man, I wish we had more time, but we've got to go to a break. Man, thank you. Like I said, I always enjoy what you share. Got to go to a break. Tom, I see you, man. We'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
What? Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy of the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.